Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer, joined by Jamie McCulley. Today on the podcast, we're talking about Anthropic's new co-working tool. Now, I am one that has used, or over at my company, AI Box, we've used Claude Code a lot. It is basically the main tool we use to code our entire platform. But this is just for developers. So personally, I'm not using it. My CTO uses it. Our other developers use it. I'm not the one that uses it because I'm not a developer. However, I think Anthropic wants to broaden their user base, and they've realized that Claude Code isn't just good for coding. It's actually good at everything. So they've launched a new tool called Anthropic's Cowork. And this is for people that are not developers to get all the same functionality out of Claude Code, but to do things for yourself. So today on the podcast, we want to break down what Claude Code is capable of doing, what people are loving it for, and talk about some interesting use cases to help grow and scale your business, your career, and whatever projects you're working on. Before we get into that, Jamie, why don't you tell us about the new series that we're launching on the school community for anyone to build a software product?
Yeah, so if you haven't heard about our school community yet, it's called AI Hustle, and it is an amazing place, a resource for you to learn how to grow your business or make money on the side using AI. We recently started a brand new series. We're each building our own software using, vibe coding software, and we're going to kind of walk you through exactly how we did that. Jaden has spent the past week in a deep dive creating a podcast distribution platform, all, vibe coded. He's not a developer. It has really amazing features that no other distribution platform has. So he's really creating his own, software, and he's going to be able to launch it and hopefully get customers without having to know anything about coding, without having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we're going to each take our own and walk you through, some of the pitfalls of that and the process we go through. So we'd love to have you be a part of that. You can join the over 300 other members by signing up today. It's $19 a month. And if you sign up, you can lock that price in and it will never be raised on you. So we'd love to have you be a part of it. But let's talk about Claude Cowork. When I saw the demo for this, I kind of chuckled because my desktop looks exactly how the desktop in the picture does, where there's like random files just scattered all over and it looks totally chaotic. And I'm definitely the opposite of a type A personality. I would say type B is my type. I need to be more organized. So one of the examples I gave what Claude Cowork can do is rename and organize your files. And I said, sign me up. So from what it sounds like, this is kind of like a mix between an agent and Claude Code. Is that kind of a good summary, Gene?
Yeah, it can run on your desktop. It can do things for you. I mean, I think what's interesting is we've already seen like a lot of tools that are sort of starting to be able to do this, this kind of agent stuff. And even Anthropic has a really cool tool that I have on my desktop right now. It's a plugin. It's a Google Chrome plugin called Claude. And essentially, if you have a Claude account and you have this plugin, it has a little side panel that will open up in Google Chrome or whatever your browser is. And it can do things on your screen for you. So it will basically take control of your screen and you can tell it, hey, go and like sign up or go search for flights or sign up for a hotel or go like upload this or download this clip from my YouTube channel and rename the file for me or whatever, right? So you basically can tell it to do like menial tasks for you. There's a bunch of other players that do that as well for browsers. We have OpenAI who has their Atlas browser. We have Perplexity that has their Comet browser. And so And I think we're going to see Google Chrome do some cool things with that in the future as well. So like we're kind of getting all of these. We also have Microsoft's Edge Copilot thing as well. So there's a whole bunch of these like browser ones, but being able to actually take control of your computer is really cool. And the thing that I will say is of all of the different AI models, the one I've been the most impressed with as far as reasoning and just taking steps to accomplish a task and planning it out has been Claude. That's what Claude Code has been doing for the last number of months or the last year. Developers have gotten like so much use out of it that now you can use it as a coworker on your computer to just like clean stuff up, which I think is amazing because like a lot of the stuff that was just like working in tabs or browsers, it's limited. It doesn't actually affect what's on your computer, which a lot of times it's like, you know, go to this website, download this photo, and then go upload it here and do a thing with it. But it's like without being able to download it to your computer, there are some limitations. I think OpenAI got around this with their agents by basically having a virtual private computer that they would spin up. So like in the past, I was like, okay, OpenAI, I had this like podcast workflow I tried to do with it. It wasn't good enough then. Maybe it's better now, but with their agents probably like 4 months ago, I was like, okay, OpenAI, go to like the Riverside, this is where we record our podcasts, and like edit the episode using these different steps and criteria, download the episode, and then upload it to Spotify for Creators where we publish it. And it would do a lot of the stuff, and you had to watch it because it would kind of do stuff wrong. So whatever, but it would do everything. And then when it would come time to download it, it would spin up like a virtual computer somewhere in a server farm where it would download it to that computer and then it would upload it from there. And that's like a good kind of workaround. But like if you have files on your computer that you need to access, then that's not really going to work for you. So I think that this is really awesome, this Copilot thing where it can actually do stuff on your computer for you. I think a lot of people are not using all cloud software. Like you have files on your computer that you use. And so this is like basically the first thing that can, I think, really effectively do that, which is cool.
Yeah. And then it sounds like you can actually teach it to do things for you as well. So because it has it's Claude Code, you can say like, rename all my photos from, you know, in this folder, you know, XYZ 123, you know, and it'll actually go change the files for you. And so if you have like a process you are repeating over and over that takes up time during your day, like your workflow, you can have coworker do it for you. So I think that's really cool. You know, when I first heard the name, I was picturing it just being like a place where you could collaborate with other developers on a project, you know, like each have your own role. But this is, you know, it's actually your coworker. It's working, you know, for you. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a few things that I will say. The first is that in order to get access to this, you have to use it on their macOS app. So it's only for Mac. It's not for, which is kind of like desktop app. So they have this desktop app where you can select things on your screen and you work with it. So they kind of already had that in a way. But now it's able to do a lot more. They actually had a funny line when they introduce this that I'll read to everyone, but then I'll tell you how much you got to pay for this. But it said, when we released Claude Code, we expected developers to use it for coding. They did. Then they quickly began using it for almost everything else. This prompted us to build Cowork, a simple way for anyone, not just developers, to work with Claude in the very same way. And this is kind of funny. Like this is basically prompted from them watching how developers were like basically using Claude Code for random things. And they linked to this thread over on X, which I thought was pretty interesting, which like was basically them breaking down all of the different like use cases that people are using it for. Someone said like Claude Code was being used to help them grow their plants. They would like, they set up a camera and it was like watching this plant grow, and then Claude Code was like helping water it and give it all of the everything it like needed basically. So the Claude Code like watch the plant and then would like water it, which was really interesting. And they have like a funny project all about that. There's a whole bunch of crazy projects that people were using it for. So anyways, they wanted to make it useful to everyone. But in order to use it, not only do you have to have a Mac and have it on the macOS app, also have to be able to pay for Claude Max, which I think is their higher subscription, which I believe is $100 a month for Claude Max. So it's at least $100 if you want to use it.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer because I would want to actually try it out and see how it works. Because like you said, it does seem different in the fact that it's not making a virtual computer for you. It's actually will interact with your own files. So yeah, it's Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to figure out how much Claude Max costs, but yeah, Claude Max starts at $100. They also have a $200 plan, so depending on your usage. So pretty pricey just to try something out, but if it's useful enough, it would definitely be worth it.
Percent. Hey, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into the podcast. If you want to learn how to build software tools without knowing how to code, make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School Community. A new segment is dropping there that is absolutely amazing, and I'm building some really cool stuff. Hope you guys all have an amazing rest of your week.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.